Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Emily and Paul Hazy join us on today's program to talk about their involvement in the annual Fight for Airclimb in Des Moines. Well, Paul and Emily, this is the third year in a row now I've had the chance to talk to you about the Fight for Airclimb coming up in Des Moines, an event that's near and dear to your family's heart. And Emily, we'll start there. Why does your team and you and Paul participate here in the Fight for Airclimb?
I started in the Fight for Airclimb because of my dad. He was diagnosed with lung cancer, and in 2012 he passed away from lung cancer. And so it's very important to me that other people don't have to go through that. And so one of the things the American Lung Association does is they raise money for research and education and advocacy. So this is one of their big fundraisers, and it's a great way for friends and family to participate in that.
What has your team been able to do, though, since you started participating?
We've raised a lot of money. This will be my sixth time that I've climbed. And I know generally every year I've had a goal of $1,000 to raise, and I've met that goal every year. A couple years I raised quite a bit, but my team has gotten bigger every year. So that means a lot of people that would have donated to me are now asking for donations themselves, which I think is great. So just raising money, and then you get to climb those stairs and feel what people with lung disease feel.
And Paul, you used to be a full-time member of Emily's team, but in recent years, you've expanded this opportunity to the Pella Police Department. What does it mean for your officers and for yourself to participate in your uniforms and to represent the department as a part of this event?
Yeah, the last couple years, the Pella Police Department has expanded our team into participating in the Law Enforcement Challenge of this event. The Law Enforcement Challenge pairs you up or in the competition with other law enforcement agencies around Iowa to participate in the event. The Pella Fire Department participates in this also, and the Pella Police Department picked it up last year to participate and is going to participate again this year. So it's just, I think it's just a great event that we're able to participate in and raise that awareness for lung disease. And it also gives an opportunity for members of the Pella Police Department to just be a part of that community and hopefully make a small impact into raising those funds for the American Lung Association.
Well, and in the world of law enforcement, especially in a town like Pella, where we have a volunteer fire department, not a lot of people at the station when a fire page goes out, oftentimes your officers are first on scene. So a lot of the challenges and reasons why firefighters may participate, would that be fair to say that's why a lot of officers may want to be represented as well? Because a lot of them may suffer similar effects if they expose themselves to similar dangers.
There are several different ways that law enforcement officers have come into contact with lung disease, whether it's through cleaning up of meth labs or exposure during fire calls or just exposure on the general job. It is something that happens to law enforcement officers as well. The Pella Fire Department does a great job here in Pella, and we really partner very well with them, I believe, to respond to those calls. But there are those dangers there as well for law enforcement officers, and just raising that awareness is part of the mission of the climb.
Well, and the two of you are donating money for your separate teams for the Fight for Air Climb in downtown Des Moines, American Lung Association, April 9th. And Emily, this event is very unique. I went in person a couple of years ago before I came to Pella, and just a day filled with a lot of emotion and a lot of exercise, so to speak. Tell our listeners just about what you guys are having to put yourselves through in regards to the amount of stairs and the buildings that you're climbing to represent those folks that may be struggling to grasp air for themselves.
I've heard it called a vertical marathon or a vertical road race. So instead of doing a 5K or a marathon or half marathon, we're going upstairs. So some people run up the stairs. I choose to just take one step at a time. That's tough enough of a challenge for me because a lot of people ask me what I do to train. But in Des Moines, it's kind of cool because they actually, instead of just going up one building, they divide it between four buildings. So it's going to be in the EMC Insurance Building this year, the Financial Center, the Hub Tower, and the Ruan Center. And I looked it up, and this year it's 85 floors or 1,796 stairs. But at least you can divide it up between buildings. You walk up the stairs, then you ride an elevator down and walk in the skywalks leisurely to the next building, get your breath back. And by the time you get to the top of those stairs, especially that last building, the Ruan Center, it's the tallest building, it hurts. You know, you're breathing really hard. So I don't know how those people that run do it and run in their uniform, their full uniform and their full gear, because you're just really breathing heavily and it feels tight in your lungs. So you definitely can sort of feel what it's like for some people with lung disease, what they feel like every day.
Once again, that was Paul and Emily Hazy discussing their involvement in the American Lung Association Fight for Air Climb, which takes place in Des Moines this Sunday. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.